Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ask Me Anything, where we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or maybe working in an unusual career. Today I'm chatting to circus ringmaster David Duffy from Tom Duffy's Circus. David, good afternoon. You're welcome back.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now,
thank you.
You were with me a few moments ago to explain how you ended up working in the circus. You're fifth generation.
Yes, I'm the fifth generation of our family,
So a lot of listener questions coming in today. If you have a query for David, send it in to me. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. And we will ask David your voice notes. We have this first question in from one of our young listeners, Liam. Apparently he's only 3 years of age. He's known as Limo the Clown. Have a listen.
I'm 3 and I want to be a clown.
How can you join the...
Circus.
And what's your name?
Limo. Bye.
Yeah, that's it from Limo. His mum, Laura, though, has expanded on his point a little bit.
Hello, this is Laura. I'm Liam's mum. He sent a voice note earlier. He really wants to be a clown, and it's all he talks about. The first circus he was ever at was when he was just 1 year old, and he was completely mesmerised, and it was actually Duffy Circus when it came to Cork. He's now just turned 3 and he's still telling people he's going to be a clown, and he's doing performances for everyone anytime he can, and he's changed his name to Limo because that's his clown name. And what we're wondering is, without being related to anyone in the circus or anything like that, how can a child get that opportunity?
Good question.
Very good question. Yeah. Actually, and he sounded great,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, brilliant. 3 years of age.
Which is a good start. Well, okay, I mean, there's sort of like two answers to the question. I suppose the first is he has to get a little bit older. So Limo, you know, when you get maybe like sort of 5 or 6, or even now, it's a good thing maybe to, you know, to start looking at YouTube stuff. Because obviously there's a lot of different types of clowns, and he will obviously get a good idea. And then maybe even at his early age, he'll have an idea about what way he wants to go, what sort of a clown he wants to be. I mean, even if he goes onto YouTube and watches footage of the clowns that's been on Tom Duffy's circus over the last couple of years, he will get a good idea of that.
Yeah.
Because the clown has actually changed quite a bit over the last number of years. There's a lot of people, you know, are kind of have this sort of fear of clown.
Yeah, big time.
But over the last number of years, our clowns would use minimal makeup, so they wouldn't have the very gaudy makeup faces and the really big red noses. And what you find is what they do is now that they would do an awful lot of mingling with the audience, and then there would be a lot of back and forth with the audience. But I have to say, clowning is probably one of the most difficult arts in the circus.
Okay, is it? But it is possible to do it if you're not brought up within the family. The other people can.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, okay. There's a lot of our clowns would be first generation, and there are some really, really good Irish clowns at the moment.
Thanks a million, Laura, for that question. We've another one in from Adam.
Do you use animals? And if you do, how do you source them?
Right, so the answer to that is no, we don't have animals. There's no animals on any of the circuses in Ireland. Wild animals were banned about 10 years ago, and then our horses and ponies were retired during COVID, because after COVID we'd lost all our grooms that we'd had for many, many years, so we didn't feel we could look after them as well as we need to do on tour. So our horses are all retired at our farm, and unfortunately all our dogs passed away all at the same, sort of around the same, because they were all young.
Yeah. So it's all a show and acrobatics now, just David, is it?
It is indeed, yeah. So unfortunately all our dogs, all the rashes are all on a special table at home in the house.
Right, okay. We've another question in from Kevin.
I was just wondering, do you ever get nerves? And if so, how do you deal with them, you know, before you have to run the show?
I have to say, I never get nervous before a performance. I'm 64 now, so I've been doing it since I was the age of five. So it sort of it comes very, very natural. The only time I would be a little bit nervous is the opening night of the season, when it would be a totally new production. And you find, no matter how much you rehearse, you know, it never goes right until the actual performance itself. Although I have to say that there is, you know, some of the acts that my two sons are involved with, their mom will never watch them. And also my dad, before he passed, even though my father was a trapeze artist, he never wanted my sons to, he never wanted them to take that route in the circus of doing aerial acts. So, he was always very concerned, and he would never watch, when they would do the aerial acts.
Is there an expectation, David, that if you sort of grow up in circus family, that's the route you take?
I suppose there is an expectation. When I was five, I went to stay with my mom's sister, who wasn't in the business, because my parents at the time felt it was really important for me to have an education. So for 10 years, I was sort of only back in the circus on weekends and holidays, because it was just in case I wanted to pursue a different sort
something
of career.
Else. Okay.
So, but it was obviously, it was something that I never wanted to do. I was born and reared in it, and it was all I ever wanted to do.
Good stuff. We've this question from Ellen.
Is the circus still as popular, or has it waned in recent years?
The circus hasn't waned. The circus is absolutely hugely more popular than it has ever been in my lifetime. And I suppose maybe a reason for that is social media, because we would be very, very prominent on social media, and our Facebook. Mm. We have 130,000 followers.
Right.
So people can actually watch clips of our performance. And since COVID, since there was a total lack of live entertainment, people are coming back in droves.
It's interesting. There's a follow-up text to this. Somebody's wondering, where do you see the circus in the next 10 years, given, you know, how much society has changed?
I can see our circus only getting better, because my two sons and my daughter-in-law have a huge interest, and they've taken circus to a totally different level to what it would have been in my dad's day and even in my day, because they've, you know, they've got a lot more technical. Obviously, they've studied a lot more about lighting and sound and special effects. So it's not, our circus wouldn't be the sort of circus that you would have expected to see maybe 10 years ago. And obviously, because there's no more animals in the circus,
we had to adapt.
So it got a lot more theatrical, and there's a lot more going on. It's a lot, very, very high tech.
We have a question from Connor.
Just wondering, with the type of acrobatic skills that certain circus performers would need, has there been a case where it's hard to get these performers, and so you sort of have to lose these attractions as part of the circus?
No, obviously, yeah, it's difficult to source acrobats and any artists for the standard, actually, that we require now. So we have to go really further afield. So we would get a lot of our artists, like from the likes of Mongolia, from Cuba, from Kenya, where a lot of the very, very, very high class quality acts are. So that's where, you know, that's as far as where we would go to get the sort of artists.
Another WhatsApp question similar to that. Somebody wondering about the training that the acrobats need. Do they typically come from a gymnastics or ballerina background?
Yes, they would. And a lot of them obviously would have started. There's a lot of circus schools out in those countries. So you will go to a school where you're obviously taught your academic stuff, but you're also taught the disciplines of circuses.
Right.
So there is a huge amount of circuses out in Europe, and they would start obviously very, very young. A lot of gymnasts, actually, and even like world-class gymnasts, when we're talking about like even like the likes of Olga Corbett, who her older listeners would have remembered from the Olympics going back into the 1970s. She was a world champion. But she went from gymnastics and then for the rest of her career, she was in the circus.
Right. We have another question from Anna.
What kind of, like, training do you have to do to become a ringmaster, and did you always want to be a ringmaster?
Being a ringmaster was probably the last thing that I ever wanted to do. It was just an obvious transition from when I started to get a little bit older and wasn't able to do the sort of the acts that I did when I was young. I suppose I was blessed maybe with that I can talk a lot. I can obviously ad-lib a lot. I find it very easy to interact with the audience. I find it very easy to ad-lib. If there's something wrong, I would very, very, very rarely stick to a script. But it's not for everybody. But again, it's something you have to be really, really confident in, because, as I say, I don't stick to a script. So
you have a career in radio.
Yeah, probably have.
Yeah, when you finish up. A listener here says, my daughter travelled for years and learned circus skills and fire skills while she travelled. She absolutely loves it. Well, more a statement. Another texter wondering, do you typically live on site?
Yes, we would live on site for 9 months of the year. So when we start our new season, Wednesday week in Limerick, we'll be on tour for 9 months. And in that whole time, we would hardly get home. And if we even do go home, like,
and where is home? Is that
home? Is in Navan. We have a farm in just outside of Navan in Meath.
So you're only travelling and living on site at the circus when the circus is on tour.
Yeah. So like since we closed our Christmas season at Tallaght Stadium, beginning of January, we've been at home. And that's where we would do all our maintenance, so we're far and away at that. But I say once we hit the road now on Saturday week, we won't be back home again for 9 months.
Well, if people want to come along or to see you in action and all at Tom Duffy's Circus, you're in Limerick starting.
Yeah, we're in Limerick starting on Wednesday week. We're there right through the midterm break, and then we go off to Tralee, Killarney, Ennis, Galway, and then we would play the 32 counties over the next 9 months, mostly moving twice a week.
So people can find out at...
They go onto our website, duffycircus.com, follow us on Instagram, go on our Facebook page. As I said, we've over 130,000 followers on Facebook.
You'll get the details.
You can get all the details on Instagram, Facebook,
David,
and on our website.
Pleasure to meet you. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Yeah, for coming in to tell us a little bit about circus life. David Duffy there, ringmaster with Tom Duffy Circus. If you've missed any of the show, the podcasts, they're on the News Talk, the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. My thanks to the production team, Michael Quilligan and sound producers, Dee King, and research, I should say, by Ross Leahy, Conor Halpin, Rory Galvin, the editors Mark Simpson and Caoimhe Harney as well. We'll chat though at midday on Tuesday. Have a great bank holiday weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insuranceBroker.ie
on News Talk.